This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Welcome into this bonus episode of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bartholomew. All right, yesterday, lots of coverage of Gotham Greens opening up their facility here in Providence. A few weeks ago at the Rhode Island Infrastructure Summit, I had a chance to sit down with the founder of Gotham Greens, Viraj Puri. And now, here's that conversation. All right, let's talk about Gotham Greens. Give just a backstory on kind of quick summary of what the project is and then how you ended up in Rhode Island at some level here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. My name is Viraj. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Gotham Greens. Gotham Greens is a fresh food company and a fresh produce company. We develop and operate high-tech greenhouse facilities for fresh vegetable production. And we build these greenhouses in urban environments as a means of economic development and really bringing farming closer to large populations. So really this dialing into this farm-to-table culture that's so important. On a big level, what we're trying to do is bring fresh, nutritious food to folks, closer to folks. Most of the fresh produce that we consume in this country comes from California or Mexico. So for East Coast residents, that means their vegetables often have to travel 5,000 miles to get to them. So that's, you know, less fresh product, not as nutritious, not as flavorful, and it also leads to a lot of waste in the supply chain. So about 8 years ago, we founded Gotham Greens in Brooklyn, New York, and we built a commercial scale greenhouse right in the heart of Brooklyn and started selling our vegetables to local retailers and restaurants. And it really resonated with the community. Restaurants, retailers love the freshness that they can get year round, even in the winter months when it's snowing outside. We were delivering fresh, farm fresh vegetables. And our business has since grown. We now operate greenhouses in New York and Chicago, building another one in Maryland. And we really saw the New England region as ripe, no pun intended, for this type of farming operation. New England is the furthest away geographically from some of these counties in California that produce a lot of our lettuce. And our concept was, why not build a year-round greenhouse farm right in the heart of New England that could distribute this product year-round? We had been looking in various cities in New England, Boston, Hartford, Providence, and Providence just felt right. The whole infrastructure here, the regulatory agencies, the state of Rhode Island, the city of Providence were incredibly welcoming. They showed us this really interesting, compelling site in Olneyville, which is many folks, listeners would know it as the former GE light bulb, the Baseworks factory,
sure, yeah,
which was built in the 1920s and at its peak employed up to 300 people and unfortunately shuttered about 20 years ago. And the site has been vacant since. And it's a complicated site. It was environmentally contaminated. It's hemmed in by other buildings. We've got the Woonasquatucket River on one side. And it was a challenge, but we really were up for the challenge. And we really loved this idea of coming in and redeveloping it and transforming it from sort of 19th century technology manufacturing to 21st century technology manufacturing. So we built this 100,000 square foot state-of-the-art greenhouse that we're going to be opening in a couple weeks that will produce high-quality lettuce year-round for folks in Providence and Rhode Island and the greater New England region, and we're really excited to be launching here.
That's really interesting stuff. So let's talk about there's a general sentiment that Rhode Island is not a favorable place to do business, for at least within the state. It's potentially devastating, that mentality. So you're saying that in terms of getting in place here, just on a basic level, you found it to be a welcoming experience and you were able to find a site that is accommodating, and the infrastructure in general was sufficient, especially that pipeline between here and New York. Is that ideal or at least sufficient enough for you to make the move here?
I absolutely found the process to be very welcoming, and the reputation that you mentioned earlier was mentioned to me. A lot of folks cautioned me about doing business in Rhode Island, given the reputation that you mentioned, but I found the experience to be extremely positive from the outset. We were really wooed here and attracted here by the city of Providence. I give a lot of credit to the mayor's team, the economic development officer at the time a couple years ago, spent a lot of time showing us sites and talking to us about the Rhode Island food economy and how it was really a interest area to build up the economy here, given Rhode Island's kind of food history and legacy. and got us together with the Commerce Corporation of Rhode Island, and we had a lot of support from the governor. And this was a complicated development project. There was a lot of different agencies that could touch this project, that had jurisdiction on this project, rather. So that includes the Department of Environmental Management, DEM, the CRMC, the Narragansett Bay Commission, the Planning Department, the Building Department. And it seemed like every agency that we called to introduce ourselves reacted very similarly, which was this is a very interesting project, we're all very supportive of it, and obviously we have to follow the rules like everyone else has to, but we found people were really supportive along the way, so it's been a very positive experience. And the second part of your question, Providence is, we find, at least for our distribution patterns and where we're going to be distributing our product, to be very strategically located. It's close to our headquarters in New York. It's close to the Boston market. It's close to Connecticut, where some of our distribution partners are based. And really, what also attracted us, frankly, was the workforce, both at a highly skilled level coming out of the universities, but also at a lower to moderately skilled level. We find a lot of people here want to get to work. And the restaurant community, the retailer community has been very supportive.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's an appetite for exactly what you're doing. It's just been trying to figure out how to make it work. And you would think that leveraging the state's position geographically would be something that would drive more people to come here, yet it's been a struggle. But it's great to see that you're, you know, fully in here in Rhode Island.
And we hope to help attract other businesses. You know, this is a unique business, growing fresh vegetables in cities, and we hope to get the word out there and aim to be a catalyst for other startups and technologically forward companies that are thinking about how to succeed in the 21st century, and get more of them to come to Rhode Island, and hopefully get entrepreneurs, you know, out of the universities to stay in Rhode Island,
yeah,
and incubate their businesses here and grow them here.
Maybe someday they'll close down the private prison here and set you up in there, you know. And
hey, we're all about adaptive reuse of former former sites. It's sort of in our DNA. You know, building on a greenfield farm site is sort of boring for us. So the more complicated, the better.
Yeah, Providence is playing that, Rhode Island as a whole as well. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Remember new episodes of Bartholomew Town every Tuesday and Friday, and daily content on Instagram at Bartholomew Town. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bill Bartholomew. Until next time, we'll talk soon. If you, your brand, company, event, organization, whatever, are interested in messaging here on the Bartholomew Town podcast, send me an email, bill@ripodcast.com.